Turn to 1 Thessalonians, if you will. 1 Thessalonians. I know it may take you just a moment to get there. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. I'll look at one verse tonight and tell you what God's laid on my heart for the service this evening. It's a little different, but still I think it's what God would have us to look at tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If you start into your New Testament and get past Romans and Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, then you'll come to the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. One verse which I think is fitting on the Sunday night before Thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's look at the 18th verse. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There's a couple of things that I'm asked a lot of questions about that I think this verse clears up a couple of things. One thing is I'm asked a lot about why do I all the time praise God? Why do I shout? Why do I carry on? I'm going to tell you why tonight. And second of all, it clears up the fact that everybody's looking for the will of God. Right here it is. When it's in black and white, you can trust it. And God's will is perfectly stated here. There's no confusion about it whatsoever. Three basic points as I think on the subject of giving thanks or to give thanks. First, if you take down notes, I want you to notice the Word of God. This is not me saying it. This is not me trying to fan the flames to get you to do it. This is not somebody trying to pump you up. The writer says here, in everything, give thanks. That's a divine expectation. God has a heavenly expectation that no matter what we face, we're to give thanks to God. In everything, give thanks. Now that's a tall order from heaven. But yet I find folks that they find it difficult to give thanks. It's a command. It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not a good idea. It's not something that you can pick and choose. God says of all people, Christian people, ought to give thanks because he's worthy of the thanks. So when I started thinking about this message and I thought that this is the Word of God, the first thing I get from people all the time is, yeah, you take one verse, preacher, you take two or three words out of a verse and then you try to preach on those two or three words. But then I started thinking about what the Word of God says as a direct command to his people to give him thanks. And this is what I found in the Word of God. Are you ready? The Bible says in 2 Samuel 22:50, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen I will sing praises unto thy name. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 8, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. In Psalm 106:1, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. In 1 Chronicles 16:34, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. In Psalm 107 and verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. In Psalm 118 and verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 118:29, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136:1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever. I've said it 8 times and you haven't even said thank you, Lord, yet. Psalm 136:2, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, Lord unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136:3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136:26. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 18:49. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises to thy name. Psalm 105:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his name above all people, and his deeds above all people. Psalm 30:4. Sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his, and give thanks for the remembrance of his holiness. In Psalm 30:12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Psalm 35:18. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Psalm 75:1. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Psalm 79:13. So thy people are the sheep of thy pasture, and give thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Psalm 92:1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises to thy name, O Most High. Psalm 97:12. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous. The Bible says, give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 106:47. Save us, O God, our Lord, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name. Psalm 119:62. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. Psalm 140:13. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Colossians 1:3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Thessalonians 1:2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Revelation says, saying, we give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. In Psalm 26:7, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell all thy wondrous works. Psalm 50:14, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Psalm 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 95:2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Psalm 104:4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Psalm 107:22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Psalm 116:17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Psalm 147:7, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Isaiah 51:3, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He shall comfort all her waste places. He shall make her a wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. You had enough? Jeremiah said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be a few. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 9:11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth us through thanksgiving to God. Be careful for nothing. In Philippians 4:6. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. Colossians 2:7 says, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch the same with thanksgiving. Revelation 7:12, say amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. I don't know if you can handle this next part. Am I the only one that's recognized a rise in things? For example, here's a good thing. They're now condemning people for things like Thanksgiving. Somebody said, are you going to eat turkey for Thanksgiving? Bless God, I sure am. Now, you say, well, wait a minute. Now, with all the uprise of protection of animals and everything else, I want to tell you something. That's a false spirit. I told you couldn't handle it. Because what God is trying to get our attention on, man at the end time will get so that he'll place animals above human beings. By the way, before you get too pious, some of you love dogs more than you love people in this church. You treat your dog better than you do. I'm preaching right now. You treat your dog better than you do others in the church. I'm not saying it's wrong to have an animal. I'm not saying it's wrong to have a pet. I've loved animals all my life. But I tell you one thing, I'm not trading my animal for my wife. And I've got my priorities right. Truth of the matter is, I'm not only going to have turkey, I'm going to have ham. And I'm going to give you the verse where you can do it. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, listen closely to this. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now listen to what happens when that happens. Forbidding to marry. You know what they're telling you? God don't expect you to be united to someone in marriage. Just live with them. Look right here. That's a sin. Premarital relationships are sin. It's a sin. The devil wants to do away with marriage, and he says he'll send seducing spirits for it to happen. Now, if you think you're going to live with somebody and you think you're going to do what you want to do and want to sing in the choir and teach a Sunday school class and be in a position here in this church, you might get by with it till I find out. But you look right here. I'll throw you out of your position in a skinny minute, because God says we're to live right. We're to do right. There's a seducing spirit that's coming in the land that says all of it is approved. No, it's not. God says, I've got guidelines. I've got laws. I've got standards. And that didn't change with the New Testament. Praise God. And look what happens. And commanding to abstain from meats. You don't have to be a theologian. What's that say? What are they going to tell you what to do? Abstaining from meats. What's that mean? Don't eat meat. Be a vegan. I'm not eating a tofu turkey. Somebody said, well, it's better for your health. That's a lie too. Don't get mad at me. Back up and punt before you say anything. I'm telling you, because listen to what he says. He says concerning meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. If it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Bless God, I'm going to quote a verse of scripture. I'm going to pray over my ham and I'm going to eat it. And I'm going to do it with thanksgiving because God gave us pigs to eat. God gave us cows to eat. And would you help me preach? Don't you feel guilty by this crowd running around saying, oh my goodness, they take those animals' lives. The Bible says that's why God gave them to us. Thank you, Lord. It all hinges on understanding. God gave it, and I thank you for it. And it's in accordance to the word of God. Glory to God. Now, the next part don't go over very well either. It is a sin not to be thankful. Let me run back over that because no one even wants to hear the word sin anymore. It is a sin not to be thankful. In Romans chapter 1, God tells us why his wrath will be revealed or poured out on ungodly and unrighteous. Here's why God pours his wrath out in Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. That's pretty plain. God says, I'm going to pour wrath out by the buckets because people aren't thankful. And we are living in the most unthankful generation that has ever lived in all of American history right now. We feel like everybody owes us everything. Nobody's thankful for nothing. But I'm telling you, you ought to be thankful before God. You say, preacher, I've had hardships. Job's wife came to him and said, what you ought to do in these hardships is you ought to curse God and die. And Job told to her the famous words, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's thanking God. Thanking God in the good time. Giving God thanks in everything. You know what he went on to say? Should we not receive also evil things at the hand of God just like we receive the good things? God allows some things to come into our life. But may I remind you, no matter how bad it gets, God's still good. And God's still on the throne. No matter how much evil comes against us. It's wrong. Jesus healed 10 lepers. He told them, go show yourself to the priest. As they went their way, they realized they were healed. One, which was a Samaritan, came back, and the Bible says in Luke 17, he fell before Jesus and gave him thanks. And Jesus said, now don't you ever think Jesus asked this question because he didn't know. It's like some of you, when I ask you, well, where were you Sunday? Don't worry, I know a lot of times before I ask. Yeah. You know where you're at? You're where the other nine were. He said, were there not 10? Where are the nine? I'm going to see how much religion you got tonight. Can I answer that question for you? You know where the other nine were? They were out enjoying the blessing. Yeah, I mean, man, they're healed now. They feel good. They're not standing in their grave waiting to die. They're able to go to parties now. They're able to do all these other things now. You look right here. God didn't save you to go out in the world and act like the world. God saved you to bring you back here every time you get a chance to stay. I'm going to stand in the congregation and I'm going to thank God that I once was a sinner. I'm not only going to thank God for the blessing, I'm going to thank God for the blesser who gave the blessing. For without God, we are nothing. Well, I've established the fact it's the Word of God. It's a command. But then we see the ways of God. This will be confusing if you don't see the context that it's written in. Now, this verse doesn't say, give thanks to God for everything. That's where people make a mistake. He says, in everything, give thanks to God. He didn't say, thank God for it. He said, thank God in it. If you're here and you need healing from cancer, don't thank God for your cancer. Thank God in your cancer. Maybe better back over that and go over that a time or two. He's saying that you're in it, but you're not going to stay in it. I don't thank God for diabetes, but I praise God even though I'm in diabetes. I don't thank God for the blood disorder I have. I know where that comes from. That's the enemy that's trying to attack me. But in that, I thank God. And some of you have enough nerve to say, I woke up this morning and I just felt so tired and I felt so bad and I just couldn't get out to church, preacher. Now, I tell you what your problem is. You are so stuck on the fact of what you have that you don't see the fact you're not going to have it forever. I don't come to church to praise God for my hardships that I've had all week long. I don't come to church to praise God for the misery that I see people go through. I come to church to praise God because He is God. He sits high and is lifted up, and He's never failed, and He's not gonna fail. That's what He's saying. Go ahead and praise God in it. Don't praise Him for it, but praise Him in it. Maybe Habakkuk put it well when he said this. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be any fruit in the vines. And if the olives shall fail, and the fields yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there's no herd in the stalls, he said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. How many of you here tonight have some type of infirmity in your body? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I know it. See, sometimes I think we joy more in the infirmity than the God that is God over the infirmity. And when you start getting that way, before long, you'll lose the context of what God is saying. He said, put everything in its right context. Put it in its right context, and then you'll start being able to give thanks, even though you're in it. Now, I know a lot of you are sick. Every one of you, I want you to do this. Take your hand right here. Got your hand. Hold it out, just like that. Hold out. Bring it back in over your nose. Blow out. Blow out. You feel anything? Come on, come on. Do it. Do it. Put it over you. Blow out. You know how many people can't do that tonight? That's called breath. And God says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hey, hold your hands out like this. How many of you go like this tonight? How many of you can do that? Huh? Look at that. Look at that. Can't grab a cup of coffee, grab a Coca-Cola, grab a Pepsi. Isn't that great? Grab a knife and a fork and cut the turkey. Isn't that great? Praise God. Yeah. How many of you can do this right here? How many of you do that right there? Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, lift your hands unto the Lord. In everything, give thanks. Some of you just told me you're sick, but look at you. In all of it, you're still praising God and saying He's still God. And I thank Him that He's on the throne. You say, I'm not doing it. Then I come to my last point. This is for you. your stubborn thing. It is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What's the will of God? It's not always the will of God for you to sing. It's not always the will of God for you to testify. Quiet right now. You put a song in the wrong place or testimony in the wrong place. See what I'm talking about. Not always in the Word of God for us to say anything. Sometimes it's more in the will of God to be quiet than to speak up. But there's one thing that is always, we know we're in the will of God. You know when it is? When we give thanks. And that tells me that if you don't do that, then you're out of the will of God. Now I'm going to make you mad, and then when you get out, you're going to backslide and blame the preacher for it, but you already backslid before you ever blame me. If you say you're saved and you couldn't at least do this, you just sinned. Ooh, I wouldn't say that. Is it the Word of God or not? How many times does he have to tell us, oh, give thanks to the Lord? And some of you profess Christianity, you haven't grunted one time, you haven't said one thing, you haven't said, praise the Lord, amen, thank you, Lord, glory to God. And do you know why you don't? You are a murmurer. You are a grumbler. Who he think he been talking about back there, doing all that kind of, who's he think he is? Trying to get up there. Oh, he's just trying to get us all worried. Yes, I am. Because it's the will of God in Christ concerning you that you give thanks. You're on the Sunday night before Thanksgiving in a land of freedom, in a place where we can worship God according to the dictates of our heart, and God has met every need in our life. I say we've got every right to give thanks to the Lord. Every right. Every right. I wish somebody give him some thanks. I wish somebody start thanking him for what he's done for him, and thanking him for his goodness and his grace, and thanking him that we have life and we're able to be in church and worship God tonight. Thank him that we're still alive. We might have our sickness, but we could be in the grave, but God left us here. Glory to God in everything. Give thanks.